I got an email this week from, I guess, a family member of a family member. Somebody who regularly listens to the shiur once told me at a family simcha that makes it their business to try to spread this chumash shiur to the whole world, which very kind words, made me feel very good. But in any case, it was a follow-up of another email, which happened like 2 weeks ago. I'm talking about the Yichuli Truma, the whole medrash about the king marrying off his daughter and then having a little room in the house. And she wrote me this email that sort of like, you know, gave me a feeling that maybe someone knows what's going on in my life. And I guess word got back, because after this week's events, I got another email, said, well, I know what you're going to talk about this week in the Chumash Shiur also. So you're going to talk this week in the Chumash Shiur about becoming a Shver. She's not altogether wrong, although that's not exactly what I'm going to talk about. But after the events of the last 24 hours, and also because of the fact, you know, whatever, it's very funny, making a vart. I know what a bar mitzvah is. I know what a bris is. I know what the whole Seder Advarim is supposed to be. But making a vart, there are like, you know, six or seven different types or whatever, and everyone is different from the next. I didn't know what was going to happen. It was very scary going in, because, you know, if you have control freak tendencies, so you like to have, you know, a template or a plan. So I had a speech in the back of my head, but I never really got to say it. So I still have a lot of juice. I'm not going to tell you what I would have said, but some of it may come out Bein HaDvarim today, and it's a very strong message anyway, so I'd like to share some of that with you as it comes out in this week's Parsha. This week is Kisisa. Kisisa is the Parsha of the Chet HaEgel. And before you get to the Chet HaEgel, so we talk about the Machzis HaShekel, we talk about the Kiyar. And the Machzis HaShekel is famous because of the fact that when we count Jews, we count people. So we count with objects, we don't count the people themselves. Kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael v'kudehem, v'nosnu ish kaifer nafshei la'ashem b'fkoyd oisam, v'lo yebahem negef b'fkoyd oisam. Because if you count people, so there's going to be a negef, there's going to be a plague, chas v'shalom. Rashi says, v'lo yebahem negef, shehaminyan sholed by ayin hara. When you count people, brings ayin hara. V'hadever bo'aleim, and people, chas v'shalom, could die in a plague. K'moshe matzinu b'yemei David. That's what we found in the time of David HaMelech, that they counted people, and people died. People died in a plague. I've always thought about it. It's always been one of the questions that I think about yearly. Whenever you get to this minyan, whenever you get to any times where you have a din of a machza shekel, but what's the problem with counting people? And why is counting people bring with it a negef? Why do you have a plague? So the pshat that always spoke to me, whether it's my own invention or whether I saw it somewhere else, I'm still not quite sure, but I think that I've seen it somewhere else, is that when you take a person, every person is be'etzem, a being who has infinite potential. People can accomplish, you know, if they set their minds to it, almost anything. You know, Ruchnius, even an Engashmius. And when you take a person and you minimize him to a number, he's just a one, he's just a digit. So then you've taken a human being and you've just made him into nothing. And therefore, when you do that to people, so then you make them subject to the forces that be. And it's a very, very bad thing. A very bad thing. You don't count people. People are not numbers. People are potentialities. People are keiches. People are tchunas. People can become amazing things. You don't reduce people to numbers, which is definitely a true thing. That's one of the problems with, you know, super big yeshivas or whatever. Not like this one, but, you know, people in yeshivas where, yeah, your Rebbe won't know your name and certainly nothing else about you. And it's, what's it called? It's not the best thing because of the fact that you're not a person anymore. You're a number. There's truth to it. But today, I ran into another pshat, which answers up a lot of questions. For instance, why is it negef? Why does counting bring negef? Why is it not just, you know, any other einish? And Rabbeinu Bechaya over here, based on the Navi and Melachim, the story of the Isha Shunamis, he gives a different approach, an approach that really talks to me today. Woke up very encouraged this morning, and his pshat really talks to what I was feeling. The story of the Isha Shunamis is, you know, you have Elisha and Navi, and he needs somewhere to stay. And this lady from Shunam comes up with this wild idea that she's going to make him a little, you know, a little place in the attic over there, and that's going to be his stomping grounds, his little headquarters whenever he comes this way. And he wants to do something for her. And he asks her, Melasoislach, what can I do for you? Hayesh ledaber loch el melech. You know, maybe there's something you need from the king. He's the Navi Elisha. He's got good protection. He knows the right people in right places. Talk to the king. Maybe you need me to go to the Ramat Kal, to the general. Maybe I can take care of things with you for the army. And she says to him, "B'toich ami ani yeshavus." Nah, don't bother. I live in the middle of the people. What does that mean? I'm offering to give you a gift. I want to give you something. I'll talk to the king for you. I'll talk to the general for you. No. I sit with my people. What does it mean that I sit with my people? What's the aside over here? Ben Mechaya says that the Shunamis is actually telling us a very, very big aside of what is the strength in life. How does a person really get chizuk? And he says the best chizuk is not to have a king, it's not to have a sar tzarva, it's to be b'toich ami anoichi yeshavis, amongst the people, that's where I sit. And he says, and that's also the reason that we don't count people, and why if you do, so it ends up being a magefa. I don't know if you guys are aware, but I'll let the secret out. There's a very chashuv new/old person learning in our base medrash in the second Seder. He learns with Kaufeld. His name is Reb Chaim Rosen, big Talmud Chacham. Learned here as a bacher, very close with Reb Asher Weiss, other people, and his father, actually, the Talmud of the Rosh Hashiva from way back also, from Los Angeles days. So in any case, he learned here for a bacher, as a bacher, a long time, 4 or 5 years or whatever, till he got married. And I remember it was an unusual situation for his Sheva Brachas. His parents came here because he got married here. And his Shabbos Sheva Brachas, we, you know, usually do something with the family. His Shabbos Sheva Brachas was in Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim at the Yeshiva Shabbaton. That was his Shabbos Sheva Brachas. And I still remember he got up to speak. And the story he told was as follows, and like complimenting the Yoyim and just saying how much it meant to him to have his Shabbos Sheva Brachas as the Yeshiva Shabbaton. He said his father at, I don't know if it was still at that point, but for many years his father was a Rav in Sacramento, California. You know, little shtut, little hick town, Sacramento, California. Now he's in Chicago. Jakey's nodding his head. And his father, his Rebbe was Rabbi Parnas, Magid Shir in YU, one of the most famous Magid Shir in America. His father told the story that he once went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Parnas, and Rabbi Parnas said to him, you know, Rav Shlomo, he goes, I'm Makane, you, I'm the spoil. I don't know how you do it. You know, you're all alone in this little town in Sacramento. You're keeping the whole thing going over there. You're the Rav, you're the rabbi. You're bringing all the Torah to the little community. There's nothing out there except for you. And then he pointed out of his window. They were like in Manhattan on a very high floor. And he looked out the window and he said to him, "But people like me," says, "I need this." And he pointed down to the whole skyline of Manhattan, you know, whatever, all the civilization, the environment. "I need this. I need this to keep me going. But you, you're this guy out in this little environment or whatever. You keep the whole thing going by yourself." And Reb Chaim at that time, you know, the chassan, so he turned to all the guys in the yeshiva and he's like, you know, "Thank you very much and thank you to my parents for letting me be here in the yeshiva for such a long time, because I need this." And he pointed to all the guys there in the yeshiva or whatever. "You guys keep me going. You know, you got me to where I am." And that was his message. That's how he started out his drasha for the Sheva Brachas. That very much is the message that Rabbeinu B'chaya gives in the Parsha. And he says, that's why a person is a Magefa, gets, and why a person is subject to Magefa when he's quoted, when he's counted as an individual. Every time a person is part of a tzibur, every time a person is part of a unit, belonging to other people, being surrounded by other people, so he has the protection and he has the energy and he has all the zechuyas of that tzibur together with him. It uplifts him. It gives him that which he really doesn't possess himself. That's what happens to you when you're part of a group. The minute that you start counting people as individuals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, each person is on his own. Each person doesn't have to do with the tzibur anymore. Everybody is nisyaches to pratim. And when everybody is just a prat, so then you can get punished because you don't have the schus of the tzibur. You don't have the energy of the tzibur. You don't have the kedush of the tzibur with you anymore. And therefore, you're in a dangerous situation. And he said, that's what the Shunamis says. That's what the Shunamis says to Elisha Navi. "What are you going to do for me? You're going to go talk to the king. You're going to go talk to the general. You're going to go get me protection. That's only for me as an individual. So even if you have the best pull in the world, how much is that worth? Because when you're dealing with one person rises and falls on his own merit. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really pull it all of the time. What's the key to everything? The key to everything is b'toich ami anechi yashavas. If you're with a group of people, if you have chizuk from a group of people, if you are surrounded by a tzibur, if you can fall back on other people, people uplift you and you uplift them, that's the biggest zechus to everything. Because then, no problem. He goes on, Rabbeinu B'chaya, and says, at the time that the Shunamis was talking, it was on Rosh Hashanah. And Batsim, she was talking about being judged on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we always, that we don't bank on our zechuyas as individuals, we bank on our zechuyas as a tzibur. And that's why we never want to divide people into pratim. Because when you have people as pratim, you have people as individuals, so they can get punished more easily than they would otherwise. The flip side is that when you're part of a group, so you're zeichet to things that you never would have been zeichet to otherwise. Okay, so did I talk about becoming a shver? Yes and no. I just draw my experience for the last 24 hours, and this is really just why this was so why this was so meaningful to me is that Baruch Hashem, I woke up very, very encouraged this morning. Woke up very, very encouraged this morning because, you know, as I said to somebody, I feel it's like the day after Purim, you know. You're celebrating a simcha, and it's one thing to celebrate a simcha. The simcha itself, you know, gives you a pump. But it's an entirely different feeling when you celebrate a simcha and you have people who came to celebrate the simcha with you and you have who to share with. And it mamas elevates the whole matzav and the whole maimed to like it's a totally different sphere. And that was the chizuk that I felt yesterday. I still feel today. So I want to say thank you to everybody here who came and the other people as well. But it's for me, it was a particular, what's it called? Particularly important thing. And I'll just tell you, you know, whatever, speak honestly and openly. It was a simcha that we had a long time. It was a long time coming. And when you're in that type of a situation, it's not so easy. You start to question yourself, and you start to question your kids, and you start to question, like, why is this not happening? And then you have the people who I would say, you know, I call the make it happen movement, you know? The people is like, well, if it's not happening, so, like, make it happen. And if you're not making it happen, so then that's why it's not happening. And it's like, it's all your fault, you know? And then Baruch Hashem, yes, Meis Hashem, it's the way that it always is. It doesn't happen because you make it happen. There's no such a thing as making it happen. And when it happens, there's a tremendous simcha. And when people share with you in this, you have a tzibur, you're not just a yachid, you're not by yourself, but you get the power of everybody else behind you. It's a very, very meaningful thing. So that's the message that Rabbeinu Vachaya gives in this week's parsha, that when a person is by himself, so he falls and he rises his own merits, he's very, very weak. On the other hand, you're part of a tzibur, so then it's an elevation to yourself, it's an elevation to everybody, and you are much, much more powerful. You have much more energy, you have much more chizuk, and that's the shunamis. And Be'ez Hashem, it's a message for life that we should always take with us. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.